Good morning. It's 9:36. Two above right now and mostly cloudy. We're back in studio talking about Breckenridge Education Association, or Foundation. They have got a great event coming up on St. Patrick's Day. It's their shrimp boil over at City Brew Hall. Kelly Vossen from the Foundation to talk more about that. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
First of all, I got to put in a plug for your business, Farm City. If you need snowblowers, shovels, ice melt, I'm just going to get this started before they come rolling in tomorrow.
Right, right. The way this forecast sounds, we're still going to be needing that stuff. We were hoping by March we'd be moving past this, but
right.
Not quite yet.
Been a good year for you selling snowblowers, though.
Yeah, it's been a busy year on them.
So that is definitely the upside. All right, let's circle back to the shrimp boil, this great event coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Got a great plan going forward here. Our shrimp boil, it benefits the Breckenridge Education Foundation. And yeah, coming up on St. Patrick's Day, so we get to celebrate and raise some funds for the kids and do it on St. Patrick's Day. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, that's a good day to celebrate anything.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. So, whether you're Irish or
it doesn't matter.
Pretend to be Irish or whatever.
What do they say? Everybody's Irish?
Yeah, I think
Patrick's?
So.
I think that's how it goes. What's going to be happening throughout the night, Kelly? You got a lot of great events planned.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned for this event. We got the obviously the shrimp boil, and it's going to be held at City Brew Hall. So they did this for us a few years ago, and it was a fantastic event then. They really put out a good spread and just a traditional Southern style shrimp boil. Yeah. And then, we've got a lot of other activities planned through the evening, some different raffle prizes that we'll be doing raffle drawings for. We've got some fantastic live auction events coming up, some really fun packages that we were able to put together through some of our generous sponsors. And then the big event for the evening, we have October Road coming in. It's going to be doing a live performance tonight at the Brew Hall, and that kicks off at 9 o'clock. So.
Fantastic. You're going to have a good night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of fun. And we had our another planning meeting last night, and we got a great group of people on the foundation board that really pull out all the stops to make this happen. We have a lot of fun, you know, organizing for it and getting ready for it. And the evening will be a fantastic time.
Last time you were in, we talked about the foundation. And Kelly, if you could go back and kind of thumbnail what the foundation does exactly and where the funds are going to go.
Yeah, so the foundation, I like to look at it as a booster club for the academics and the arts. So, you know, we know a lot of the other organizations have their standard booster clubs. And the Education Foundation serves as the booster club for education.
Mm-hmm.
So everything really goes to benefit the students. The teachers put together grant requests for us that our board looks at on a monthly basis. And they range from anything from additional curriculum, additional books that the teachers need, to musical instruments that we've purchased for the band program, smart boards for the I think it was the speech therapy instructors. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, unique ideas that probably fall outside of where the normal school budget can really support. So the foundation exists for those teachers to come to the foundation with these requests that are maybe, you know, and sometimes it's simply trying something, and then, you know, that they need a little help to get it started and get it off and running and to get it going sooner than what maybe they can do through a traditional board budget process. So the foundation really exists to help out that way.
What a great asset to the school district, seriously.
Wonderful.
The school board's got to love you. You got to have a good relationship with Breckenridge Public Schools, I would think.
Yeah, I think so. We really, really work hard to get the message out to all of the mm-hmm. teachers, you know, that we're available and to come to us with their grant requests
Good stuff.
There's a lot of unique, fun ideas that come forward in the grant requests, and fortunately, we've been able to, I think, approve pretty much all of them. Some take a little tweaking, but we've been able to at least in part fund almost all of the grant requests that we've received, at least since I've been involved in the organization. And it's all thanks to the fantastic donations that we get through fundraisers like our shrimp boil.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, folks coming out to support this, definitely supporting a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the money's staying right here, too. That's good.
We have a lot of fun. It's a fantastic evening, but it's a fundraiser. It's for the kids. We're raising money to help the students. So
I think Fred even pinged me on an email
about getting things getting things together too. So again, Kelly, the shrimp boil coming on March 17th.
Yep, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Tickets are still available. You can see contact any of the board members. We've all got tickets available. They're available through either the school offices or available at Bremer Bank, City Brew Hall, or you can go directly online to Eventbrite and just search BEF Shrimp Boil, Breckenridge Education Foundation Shrimp Boil, and you can purchase your tickets right there. We'll have them available at the door the night of the event, too. And if you got earlier plans in the evening, we do have an option that if you're, you know, can't make it for the shrimp boil, but want to come and join us for the live music, you know, we'll have tickets available at the door that night too, just for the later portion of the evening as well. So
never hurts to have options.
Yep,
you know, plan your night.
Absolutely. You know, so we've got a full evening planned, and whatever part of it you can make it for, we really appreciate it. So.
Kelly, I appreciate you coming in today to talk about this. Promise me you'll come back and give me an update. Let us know how you did with the shrimp boil.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a great event.
Okay? Thank you.
I'll let you get back to selling snowblowers. I have a feeling between the snowblowers and the shovels.
It's coming.
Yeah, here we go again. Kelly, thanks for stopping in.
Yep, thanks, Bill.
It's 9:42 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hey, everybody. Jamie Dickerman from the Ag Central Radio Network. You can count on us for ag updates all day long and market updates from open to close right here on the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.